Hello everyone and welcome and happy new year. This is our first Whole Life Healing call with Dr. Alex for January 2020. So welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you're all here today. Before we hear from Alex, I want to go ahead and share this disclaimer. And by the way, I'm Johanna Chan, as many of you already know, and I'll be assisting Alex in the call today. This presentation, here's our disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex or myself, Johanna Chan. And we want to remind that you should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. We also like to share this quote at the beginning of each of our calls each week, and it is from Dr. Oz. It says, "We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in 2007. And the reason we'd like to bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on this subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I'm looking to see if Alex is actually on. Oh, there you are, Alex. Hi, Alex.
I'm here. Thank you, Johanna.
Okay.
And thank you, everyone, whether you're the few of you that are with us live or whether you're listening by podcast or recording, thank you so very much. We know how valuable your time is and how many other things you could be doing, and we are truly honored that you would give us a few of those minutes. And what we're going to try to do on every single program, we're going to try to give you a little something interesting to think about during the week. Number two, a little something that challenges you, that maybe pulls you a little bit out of your comfort zone to consider. And number three, to give you something to practically apply to your life this week to make this week, or at worst, the next week, a little bit better. And every once in a while, maybe a lot better. So thank you for being here, and if we can make this better somehow, let us know. All right, my principle for today is very short. This is probably going to be the shortest principle teaching I've ever done, and I tend to be go on too long all the time. But this one really is going to be short, and there's a reason for that, okay? Sometimes shorter is better. So I'm kind of going the Winston Churchill never give up kind of way today. But it's not because this is a lesser principle. In fact, it's probably just the opposite of that. It is absolutely critical. All right, here it is. And it's in one sentence. Never allow fear and want to rule your thoughts. Never allow fear and want to rule your thoughts. I've been counseling and doing therapy with people for over 30 years in one form, one shape, or another. And if I had to guess with all those people that I've worked with, my guess would be that probably 99 out of every 100 people that I have worked with over 30 years, the reason they were talking to me was because in some way they were allowing fear and want to rule their thoughts. one of the criteria when I feel like I'm done with someone and you don't need to come back anymore, you got it, all right? One of my criteria for that is when they stop, when they get to a place where they've progressed to where fear and want are now not ruling their thoughts. In fact, love, joy, and peace are ruling their thoughts. Now, I know this kind of flies in the face of almost everything I teach in a way, because it sounds like what I'm saying is with your willpower, with mental energy, never allow fear and want to rule your thoughts. But wait a minute, Alex, I thought you said with your willpower, you really can't do that. It's not strong enough, and wasn't the mechanism intended to do that? And I would agree with you. But I'm not saying to do it with your willpower. I'm saying you need to get to a place in your life where you're living that you do not allow fear and want to rule your thoughts. Okay, fear. Very briefly, you know the mechanism in the brain that determines positive thoughts or negative, positive emotions or negative, positive chemicals and hormones or negative, etc. It is scanning for fear. Anything that's fear-based that is received by the hypothalamus in the brain, and the hypothalamus flips the fight or flight switch. The other name for that is the fear response. Okay? So if you are allowing fear and want to rule your thought, it inherently means you are in a physiological, mental, and probably spiritual state of stress and all the things that come from that, 95% of illness and disease. The other one is want. Sometimes I ask people a question, would you rather have or want? And they look at me kind of funny. Well, that's a silly question. If I had it, I wouldn't want it. And if I wanted it, it means I don't have it. But I say, well, just answer the question. However you want to interpret it, okay? And typically, sorry, my phone is, I'm having phone problems here. Just one second. I think I got it here. Okay. So if your hypothalamus picks up the fear signal from your memories, your unconscious, subconscious, generational thoughts, feelings, beliefs, the billions of memories you don't even know you have passed down from other generations, it flips the stress switch on, okay? Not the peace switch, physiological peace, mental peace, spiritual peace, etc. Want. You cannot have and want at the same time about the same thing. So whenever you want something, it means you don't have. And my client's answer was, well, of course, I'd rather have than want. But I don't have that thing that I'm wanting. Well, you have to live in a place of wanting what you do have. And what you would normally say you want, you now give up to God, to love, maybe even work toward that. But whether that ever happens or not is not my gig, so I give it up. It's not a want anymore. I'm focused on what I have, and if that happens as a desire, not a want, great. If it doesn't happen, I'll be all right. All right? So the other point about wanting versus having is having takes you out of the present moment, either to the past or the future. I'm sorry, wanting takes you out of the present moment, either to the past or the future. Having, and focusing on that keeps you in the present. Okay? So my way to solve this is to use Trilogy, the most powerful 98% effective based on the testing process. I believe the most powerful process there's ever been in the history of the world for healing things like this, okay? Memory engineering, which is almost like going back in time and changing something that's been a negative to your life since then. Living by the greatest principle, which in a way is kind of what we're talking about anyway. And using rapid eye stress release to kind of pull the anxiety out, like sticking a syringe and pulling blood out, pulling the anxiety out. So if you're focused on want and fear, you're out of the present moment, which means you can only be at peace in the present, okay? So you've eliminated that. You are wanting instead of having, and wanting is an expectation. So according to Dr. Dan Gilbert at Harvard, that what, you want to guess, turns the stress switch on. When you're focused on something that you want, an expectation in the future, it puts you into immediate chronic stress. So the fear does that, but the wanting does that too. And then the third thing is it takes you out of the present to the future or the past, and the present is the only place you can truly be peace and happy. So never allow fear and want to rule your thoughts. And yes, you can change it, and it's not by willpower. You do have that intention, but you realize the intention won't do it. You got to have your unconscious in agreement with you to do it. And then the choice, if you're not going to allow fear and want to rule your thoughts, the choice that eliminates that is choosing love in the present moment, regardless of your circumstances. So choose love, never allow fear and want to rule your thoughts, or you absolutely 100% will not be able to have your best life, which is what we want for you. That's it for me, Johanna. I can answer a question or two if somebody has them.
Okay, that'd be wonderful, Alex. So if you have a question, you can raise your hand if you're on the phone by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. I'll be able to unmute your line so you can ask Alex a question about our topic today or anything for that matter. That's for you on the phone, or if you're on a web call, you can also raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. So let me give you a few seconds here to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Alex a question. So we're seeing, let me see if anybody, if you're on the web, you could also type in a question, and I could read that to Alex if you'd like. And just checking. Okay, we have our first caller. Her hand's up. Her name is Sharon. I'm going to unmute your line, Sharon.
Am I here?
There you are.
Yeah, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to thank Dr. Alex for doing the podcast with Dr. Axe, and I'm looking forward to listening to the Life Transformation Talk tomorrow, I think, is when yours airs. So thank you for doing those. It gave me the opportunity to share you with others in a special way.
Well, thank you. It was my honor. Thank you.
Yep. I'll have a request later, so you can mute me again and lower my
hand. Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Okay, we have another caller with their hand up, Alex, and you are from Ohio, and your number ends in 2293, and your line is open.
Hi, Dr. Alex. This is Wing Karen.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for the call today. I did have one question. Can you differentiate the difference between desire and want? I mean,
yes,
in the nature of the difference.
Yes. Want is when you have taken ownership of it in your mind. I am going to buy that car. Okay? And then, see, your unconscious doesn't differentiate between what's real or imagined. It treats them the same. The only difference is how much adrenaline was released. So it you've already got ownership. So now if it doesn't happen, you've lost something. Okay? It's not that it just maybe wasn't the best thing for you. In your mind, you already had it. And so you go through a form of grieving. Plus, because having it as a want almost means I won't be okay if that doesn't happen. So that's when it puts you into the immediate 24/7 chronic stress, because you've now just signaled your hypothalamus, I will not be okay until I get that car and if I get that car. All right, turn stress switch on. This is a life or death issue. A desire is, you know what? I think I'd like to buy that car. I can afford it. It makes sense. I've shopped around. I'm getting a good deal. But you know what? If something happens between now and 4 days from now where I get a different one or don't even get one at all, I'm fine with that. So I'm going to work toward it. But if that's not what's best for me and what happens, I'm cool. Well, now your hypothalamus didn't turn on the stress switch, because you're not saying I won't be okay if I don't have this. You're saying this is a desire that I give up to God, and whatever happens, I'm all right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense in that when you give it up, you're not really giving it up. What you're doing is letting it go, and you're not toiling over the whole thing. You're just
the whole key is the end result. People who are not able to live in the present in love are people who cannot give up the end results of the things in their life happening or not happening that they think they want. And that's the whole thing. The people who can give up the end results can go to a place of peace and love and joy. The person who will not give up the end result says, no, I just can't give that up. That would be horrible if that happened, or that would be terrible if that didn't happen. I can't give that up. All right, now there's no way for peace, love, and joy in the present. You just push the button.
Okay, so that's why gratitude and appreciation are so powerful in the present.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gets you focused on what you have. You know, some of you have heard this story before, but during the real bad recession that started in 07, I had so many people come to me for financial counseling, not how to make money, but how to deal with their anxiety and depression over their finances. And you know, I would usually ask them, well, tell me your situation. You've got this anxiety up at a 9 or a 10. Do you have a roof over your head at night, or are you sleeping on the streets? Do you have a car to drive if you want to go somewhere? Are you able to eat 3 meals a day? You know, and of course, they see where I'm going and roll their eyes and say, well, of course. And I say, okay, I understand. Let me give you an analogy now. What if we picked up your life, how much money you make, the stock situation, everything, and put it down in the poorest area of Africa where people don't even know where their next meal's going to come from? How would you feel the same then, that you don't have enough money and you're a little concerned that your lifestyle might go from this house to a little bit smaller house? And every one of them said, you know, if I really think about that, I would go from not being satisfied with what I have to trying to protect what I have and being so grateful for it, because everybody around us is starving, you know. It's amazing. All it is perspective. okay? Why was I born in Nashville, Tennessee instead of, you know, Iraq? I mean, I don't know, but you've got to give it up. If you give up the end result, that's when you can go to peace. If you cannot give it up, and then you can't get there. But a lot of people can't get there just because of their programming, but after doing, you know, a few weeks of work, now they can get there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay, so if anyone else would like to ask Alex a question while we have him here, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. Right now, I don't see any new hands up, but let me refresh just a moment. Alex? Okay, I don't see any new hands up, Alex, at this moment.
All right. Well, I've got to go to a meeting. I love all of you. Love you, Johanna. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and open the line for if any of you have a desire to receive a custom trilogy or a custom healing code, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2, and I'm happy to create that for you. So let's see, we have a caller. Your number ends in 3517. 3517, your line is open.
Hello, my name is Belinda.
Hi, Belinda.
Hi. I have like, two things in a way. One is that I'm totally overwhelmed. I feel like it's too much. It's a complete overwhelm with all the things I should do, and the children are too much, and everything's too much. And the other topic is about the relationship. I started, and I'm so insecure about it. I am, like, confused because there's moments where it's really nice and I enjoy it, and I think I start to open up for love. And then again, I see him, like, totally different, and I feel like, oh, no, this is not what I want, and I should end it. And so there's, like, a lot of confusion.
Okay. Let's test this, Belinda, because I believe we can create. And did you want a trilogy or a custom healing code?
A healing code 2.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about this overall overwhelm and this relationship issue, which one right now bothers you the most?
The relationship.
Okay, and the negative feelings there are feeling insecure, fear that specific fears regarding it. Do you have an earlier memory when you remember feeling this way about a relationship in the past?
It feels a bit like I'm. It's a pattern, like with my father, where like we felt like ashamed for him because of the way he was. He was an alcoholic and everything. And my mother talked badly about him, and I feel like, yeah, I should have a man, you know, that I can show that is really great and whatever. And then I feel like insecure about it, that maybe, ah, he's not that great, or maybe some people would say, no, he's weird or whatever, or I don't know. Like, it seems nobody can be good enough for me. I have really high expectations.
Okay, let's go ahead and test. On a scale from 1 to 10, when you think about that memory, how strong is it?
Well, it's not a specific memory, actually. I don't have, like, specific memories, really, that would be connected. It's more like, maybe, like, I make that up, like, it's like an explanation for myself that I have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and test this. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay. What I would recommend we do, Belinda, is take this custom code that I'm going to give you and use it to address every single category. Have you done the Relationship Issue Finder recently?
No, I haven't, but I'm not that so good at doing it because it's always an issue. I tried many times, but it takes like minutes to get to an answer, and I go like, oh, maybe this, maybe that, and it's just I'm too much in my head, I guess. But maybe I should try again.
Yeah, well, if you do choose to do it, just go with the first thing that comes to mind. Don't analyze it too much. Don't think about it too much. But the reason I'm suggesting that is it's a great diagnostic. It will show you where most of the stress is coming from in relationships. Mm-hmm. But even if you don't do it, I would take this code that I'm going to give you and use it to address every single category. Now, you can do that by reading the description of the category. For example, the first one is unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this relationship issue and say, is there any unforgiveness? Any unforgiveness memories from my past, in the present, fear of the future, that come up when I read the description of this category. And the other reason I was suggesting the Relationship Issue Finder is because it does give you descriptions of the categories. Now, if you have the book, you can look in Chapter 11 of the Healing Code book. It'll also give you good descriptions of the categories.
Mm-hmm. But I would suggest. Patience is a big one for me. That was always quite like low number.
What was that?
That the category patience was always big when I tried to do it anyway. I know that patience is one of those.
Okay,
main
so patience
issues.
Is. Mm-hmm. You know, usually comes up with frustration, anger.
Yeah, anger.
It's
a form
of fear. You know, it's a form of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get you a custom code for you to use. And as I suggested, I would say use it for the next 2 weeks. You might want to explore the categories. You may not find something in every single category. That's okay. Just have the intention of feeling whatever is there that's creating these negative feelings of insecurity and even overwhelm. This will address both issues.
Yeah. I don't have like a lot of time to go to the categories and everything because right now I have like so many things. I usually just do the code and relax and pray that everything that's needed to heal can be healed.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's like because what happened before, I feel like so overwhelmed. But usually, maybe tomorrow, the other issue about that confusion with the relationship might be stronger. So I don't know if it's like that. The last time you gave me a code, you said I can use it on whatever comes up in that moment. Would that be the same this time?
Oh. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Safe. Mm-hmm. Could you say for me, desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue. Okay, very good. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, write this down. First position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Left hand brainstem. Them, right hand high bridge, yes?
Yes. The next one is left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem. So you're going to switch hands.
Yes.
The next one is left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge.
Left hand below the belly button and right hand is high bridge, yes?
Yes. Yes, and the final one is both hands pointing at the Adam's apple.
Yes, that's healing code one.
Yes.
Then so all the others are healing code two positions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is a web caller, and I'm going to unmute your line now. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm unmuting your line. It says Sharon. I'm not sure if that's your name.
Yep, it's still me.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I would like a custom trilogy today.
for a roadblock I'm having in a project of decluttering my house. It's like been on hold for a year.
Okay.
And I've got.
And how do you feel about that? So it's procrastination?
I'm frustrated with myself. I've got a stack of 500 books in one room. Stacks of 500 books in one room because I sorted them by genre and now I'm hung up. I can't keep going and I don't know why.
Okay. And you're feeling frustration?
Yeah, frustration and just, that's the main emotion. It's like, why can't I set aside time? Why can't I make the decisions what to keep, what to pitch, all that?
Okay. Has there been a time in your life when you felt the same way about something?
As I knew you'd ask that. What came to mind was something that was even more frustrating that I also just stopped doing. It was right out of college when I was applying for jobs, and I applied intensely for a year in the mid-80s, and there weren't jobs, and so I just quit looking. I just stopped looking and got a different type of job. And I don't know what would have happened if I had continued. But anyway, I remember feeling that same frustration. It's like, okay, I quit. I just can't keep doing this.
Okay. How strong is that just now, as you just recalled that?
As I recall that, that's more like an 8, where the current one's more like a 6.
Okay. We want to get that first one, the earliest one. And any others where you felt the same kind of a frustration with yourself? Or found yourself with this harmful action of procrastinating and just not moving the way you want to.
Right.
So now we want to get a trilogy, so we're going to test for that. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue. Okay. Okay, first minute. For tapping, we're going to start at the eyebrows, and we're going to tap all the way down to the side of the hand, all those points, and then we're going to come back up. We're going to go to the collarbone, sore spots, under the arms, then we're going to go to the little finger, middle finger, then back up to the eyebrows, side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose, and then the 9G.
Got it.
Okay, minute number 2, healing code. 3 positions. First one, left hand high bridge, right hand below the belly button. Second position, both hands jaws. Third position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number 3. Governing conception and chakras. We're going to start at the base, and you're going to slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine. You want to do that 3 times without stopping.
Okay.
Then we're going to come to the solar plexus. We're going to hold it there for a few seconds. Slide down to below the belly button. Hold it there for a few seconds. Then slide up to the heart, hold it there, up to the throat, hold it, up to the forehead, hold it. Now we're going to slide back down to the heart, hold it there, and then slide all the way up without stopping from the heart all the way up and over. And that's it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is from Huntington Beach. Your number ends in 3410. 3410, your line is open. Ashley, Huntington Beach, California. Your line is open. Okay, we'll come back to Ashley. We have another caller. And let's see, your number, you're in Chicago, and your number ends in 1799. 1799, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna, this is Shane.
Hi, Shane.
I'm calling. I have, I'm noticing there's a pattern for me that I have a hard time to make a decision, especially some major decisions in a little abnormal way, that the fear of making a mistake that
okay.
caused me to not even want to really sit down and think, you know, do what needs to be done in order to make that decision. It's almost like
right.
I try to avoid it.
Right.
So I realized and said, okay, I'm afraid of making the wrong decision. And so
okay.
I'm trying to avoid it. Now, the fear of failure, I know that's been one of my core struggles, and I feel like I've worked on it for so long. If there is a memory, maybe there's one that's about a 5 out of 10 kind of a stress level. But there is a secondary emotion in this issue. It's that I feel unsafe for some reason.
Okay.
That
uh-huh.
I don't know if it's because of the fear of failure that makes me feel unsafe. But whenever I think of the truth statement, like, you know, right now I don't have to meet anybody's expectations or my own expectations. I'm loved and accepted just the way I am. I'm safe. I can relax now without any life situation needing to change. That always makes me feel calm and peaceful.
Okay.
So I feel like
okay.
there's a level of feeling unsafe. Kind of underlying feeling that's always there. So
okay.
I don't know if that's something that I should focus on rather than just the fear of failure.
Well, absolutely. The limiting beliefs, the feelings and emotions of feeling unsafe are definitely playing into it. So they're one and the same. So I would say
okay.
just address whatever seems to be most prominent when you sit down to do the code. Now, are we doing a code or a trilogy?
Trilogy.
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and test for this. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
Can I ask just one question?
Sure. Sure.
So I have memories about just feeling unsafe, but they have nothing to do with decisions or fear of failure, but just memories of feeling unsafe, that I do
yep.
have a couple
yeah.
that are quite strong. So should that be counted? Or
absolutely.
Are they the...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. These are very much connected. So any earlier memories
okay.
of times, even if it doesn't seem to be related to making a decision, you definitely want to address
okay.
this, because this is affecting you having clarity and confidence to make decisions.
Right, absolutely. Okay.
Okay. Okay, can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay. Okay, so the first minute, we're going to start at the eyebrows, tap all the way to the side of the hand.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to the sore spots,
okay.
middle of the chest, side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose, back to the sore spots, under the nipples, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. First position, both hands, high bridge. Second position, left hand below the belly button, right hand the brain stem. Third position, left hand jaw, right hand temple. The fourth position, both hands, Adam's apple. All right.
Okay.
Minute number three. We're going to start at the base, and we're going to slide all the way up over to the top of the spine. We're going to do that three times.
Slide over the top and then to the brain stem?
No, slide all the way up over, and then you end at the top of the spine, that first vertebra.
Okay, the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to do that three times.
Okay, three times.
Then you're going to go to the throat. Hold there. Just pause there on the throat.
Okay.
Slide down to the solar plexus. Pause. Slide down to below the belly button and pause. Slide up to the heart. Pause. Slide up to the forehead. Pause.
Okay.
Slide to the crown, top of the head. Pause. And then go all the way over and pause at the top of the spine. And that's it.
Top of the spine. Great.
And if you have not done the Relationship Issue Finder, that's a great diagnostic tool. It may help you in exploring and discovering other earlier memories or times that are connected to this.
Okay.
This trilogy is going to be most effective for a couple of weeks, so you'd have time to do that. I always recommend that. People just take the journey through the 12, even if you don't find anything. Have that intention to address whatever might be stored in that neighborhood of memories.
So go through the 12 categories.
Yeah, one category per day. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. And then is there anything that I can do with, let's say, certain categories, either humility or patience, those are the things that usually I know I'm weaker in those categories. Are there things that I could do?
If you have particular categories that you know you have issues in, you could do a number of things. You could address those. If there's two categories, for example, day one, address humility, day two, address another one. And then on the third day, every third day, pick one of the other 12, even if you don't recognize it as being a primary category. And if you do that, systematically go one day. What were the two categories again? Humility and?
Human and patience.
Humility and patience. Okay, so day one, say you do humility. Day two, patience. Day three, do forgiveness. Then go back to a three-day cycle. Then humility, patience, harmful actions. Then humility, patience, unhealthy beliefs. That's going to really take you thoroughly through all the categories and find any all known and unknown that are connected in the other categories to your primaries. And your score should reflect that in your if you do the Relationship Issue Finder.
Okay. But obviously that will take a lot longer than 2 weeks. Is that still okay?
Yes. It'll take longer than 2 weeks. The trilogy will never be bad. It may not be as effective because things are going to shift for the positive. So just come back on the call and we can get you a fresh one.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you.
Okay. Same to you.
Uh-huh. Okay. So we have a little more time if anyone else on the call would like to get a custom trilogy or code. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Okay, so we have someone in Illinois. Your number is 1057. 1057, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Denise.
Hi, Denise. What would you like to address?
Well, my issue is really anxiety and fear. I've been having some chronic physical issues going on. And I really related to the lady who called in that says she has the problem with the clutter, and I'm in the same situation. And I know it's causing me a lot of stress because I look at things and I know I have to take care of it and organize it. And I just feel like I can't get to it. So many other things, like, get in the way, you know, just the daily chores and things that I need to do. I'm not feeling physically up to certain things. But these things get left behind, and it's causing a lot of anxiety. And I feel I have a pattern in my life where I have started things, and then I don't finish it. So it is really fear, I believe.
Okay.
I just can't go forward.
Okay, so is there a specific memory that comes up when you think about this pattern of a time that bothers you?
Well, one thing does come up when I was in my early 20s that I said I was going to do and I didn't follow through.
Okay, how strong is the feeling in that memory?
It's like a 9, yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a key one that you want to address. You want to forgive that girl, you want to embrace her, you want to help her to feel calm and peaceful. Just let go of that fear in that particular memory.
Okay.
Okay, now are we doing trilogy or healing?
Trilogy, yes.
Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, tapping eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand. So you're going to tap all those points.
Oh, okay.
Come back to the middle of the chest.
Okay.
Then under the nose. And then the chin.
Okay.
Then you're going to go to the sore spots.
All right.
Collarbones.
Collarbone. Okay.
Little finger.
Little finger.
And then the 9G.
9G. Okay.
Minute number 2 for the healing code. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Left brain, right high bridge. Okay.
Then left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Okay. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, the first one is left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge, and then the second, you're going to switch hands.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, do it reverse.
Yes. The third is going to be left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Left temple, right jaw. Okay.
And then both hands below the belly button.
Below the belly. Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to go to minute number 3.
Okay.
You're going to start at the base and go all the way up and over. And you're going to do this 2 times without stopping.
Okay. 2 times. Okay.
Then you're going to start at the heart.
Okay.
And slide down to the solar plexus.
Okay.
Then slide down to the base.
Okay.
Then you're going to slide slowly up, pausing at each of the centers. for a few seconds. And you're going to do that until you go all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay, slowly up, pausing at each center.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very
and
good.
And that's it.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's good for about 2 weeks then.
Yes, it'll be most effective for about 2 weeks.
Is it sometimes effective after?
Oh, yes. Yes, many people find it where it lasts a lot longer, but we know for the most part it's going to be most effective for 2 weeks.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Johanna.
You're welcome.
You take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have one more caller. Oh, well, yeah, one more caller. Your number ends in 9037. 9037, your line is open. Hello? In Florida? Your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. Sorry. I didn't
Hi.
Have time for any more, but yeah, if you got a second, I'd like to get a trilogy for someone else, but is it okay if I say just a friend? I don't think they're going to come on the call any time.
Yeah, we can test for your friend. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What is their name?
Well, can we just leave it anonymous?
Okay. Say, I'm testing for my friend.
I'm testing for my friend.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
Okay. What is the primary feeling? Do you know?
Well, okay, first of all, they have a hard time asking for help, and it's kind of like they've closed off, really. But as you know, the last time I saw them, or kind of the time before that, I guess, as they were leaving, they were not even looking at me and saying this, but they were just like, you know, kind of like, well, by the way, I've been feeling stressed and I haven't been sleeping good. And I knew that they had insomnia. I knew that was an issue. But apparently it's, you know, gotten worse. And probably that's because of circumstances. But they did, you know, I did get to hear about, like, they talked to a psychiatrist recently, and they were like, well, you know, you had all these issues from childhood, and it sounds to me like you kind of stuffed it. And I've heard Dr. Lloyd talk about that sometimes. It doesn't sound like a healthy thing to do. And whenever, you know, you try to say, well, you know, there's some stuff you can do, they're like, I don't think there's anything I can do. That was kind of one thing, was that they, you know, we do this all the time, but not everybody thinks it's something that people do all the time. You can heal the stress, and, you know, so I'm assuming it's the stress.
Okay, so we're going to address whatever primary issue they have that keeps them from being more positive and asking for help if they need it, or whatever the main issue is. Now, that's a little bit, you know, it's hard. It's not real specific, but you're doing this out of love for your friends, so it will be a positive effect.
Yeah. I mean, if I could say anything, I would say things like that when, I mean, I'm sure this is one of those issues, or it seems really like one of those issues where, you know, they're a closed-up person, or, you know, when I first met this person, they spoke easily. They talked and talked and talked. It was really cool. And then the circumstances, life kind of hammered down on them or whatever. And then it was just like they totally closed up.
Uh-huh.
So that sounds like stress. Yeah. And that was kind of the thing that jumped out at me, other than the, I guess the physical issue would be the insomnia, but I guess kind of the thing that jumped out was, you know, that whenever you would suggest something, they'd be like, oh, well, that's not possible. And you're, in your mind, you're going, not only is it possible, people do it all the time. I know people do this all the time. You know, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they have evidently a lot of fears and limiting beliefs. But like I said, you doing this for your friend out of love is going to give, it's going to help, you know, it's going to help significantly. I mean, it would be even more powerful, of course, if they did the actual work. But
right,
just the fact
yeah.
that you care enough about them to do it is going to help. So are we going to do a trilogy or a healing code?
Trilogy, please. If you don't mind, I'll be plugging it into the LC3.
Okay, so trilogy. Okay, minute number one. Well, let's test this. Can you say for me, I'm testing for my friend.
I'm testing for my friend.
The fear issue.
The fear issue.
Okay, good. Okay, minute number one. We're going to start at the eyebrows. Tap all the way to the side of the hand. Then go to the middle of the chest, the sore spots. Go to the side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose. Go to the little finger, middle finger, side of the hand, and then the 9G.
Okay, got it.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. Only two positions. Left hand, high bridge, right hand below the belly button. And then second position, both hands, Adam's apple.
Got it.
Okay, minute number three. Start at the base. Go all the way up and over. Three times without stopping. Then you're going to start at the solar plexus. Hold it there for a few seconds. Move up to the heart. Pause. Move up to the throat. Pause. Then you're going to slide down to the base. Pause. And then slowly move up, pausing at each center. And that's it.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so I think that's going to be it for today, everyone. Hope we meet you again next week. Again, thank you for participating. Let us know if you have any feedback. Let us know at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. And signing off. We'll see you again next week. God bless.